talk a lot about transformation in this field, mm-hmm. And you come at some point from a university that calls itself a program on transformation, mm-hmm. conflict transformation, right? Was there a moment in your work, or maybe in the early part, where you personally were transformed by something that made you either get into this field or really believe in it?
Yeah, but it was prior to. There were a number of things, and some of the most significant ones were prior to having a field per se. I mean, yeah. my lifetime journey falls. When I was in my adolescence, would have been in the formative years of what became a field. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously there were the starts of it that date back to earlier stages, and you see pieces of it here. But the field per se probably dates into what then. I don't know, the mid-70s or late mm. 80s, when you start seeing university programs emerge and a variety of other things. But probably the most formative thing for me at a personal level, I should say that I come from a faith tradition, the Mennonites, that have had a long tradition dating back to the 16th century of a theological perspective of respect for life, often referred to as pacifism, although the language may vary in the theological traditions of how we describe that.
Yeah.
And it's considered one of the historic peace churches. And so I grew up in a context, and I'm still a very active member in my wider Mennonite constituency and local congregation here where I'm at. In fact, the church here in Boulder is one I helped to start in 82 when we were here. So I have to give absolute deeper credit and attribution to the context in which I grew up in, which was, I think, very formative. Mm. My father was a pastor, and I would have heard from very early on sort of the themes that many people who come into the movement from other sectors would see as something they're attracted to. There were elements of that were very clearly a part of it. So I had a conducive environment for this, obviously. But one of the formative things for me was I grew up in a rural, small town area out far west in the northwestern Oregon. And at a particular moment in our family life, pursuing some education issues for my father was continuing his education. We ended up for a year in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which was a very formative year. Big yeah. city, opposite end of the country, yeah. In the South. And it fell in the late 60s. I would have been in sixth, seventh grade around that age, or early on. In fact, seventh grade in the year that I'm referring to now. Which was the year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Mm. And our family came from very much of a perspective that what was happening with the civil rights movement was a powerful, positive thing, both from several standpoints, not just from the standpoint of what it represented for greater equality of people of color, especially the African-American community, but for what it represented in terms of a leader who could articulate a theology and a practice that was very coherent yeah. and congruent with our understanding of that. This was extraordinary for us. And we had, things that happened during that year that really demonstrated how much communities were divided at the time. My father... We wouldn't attend the events of the school that he was training in because they would always hold them in retreat centers or in swimming pools where only whites could go. And so we'd be the one family that wouldn't go, and there'd be a lot of pressure about why we wouldn't do it. My mother worked at a hospital. I tell a long story on the CD about an experience that she had in the hospital of being the one white nurse that would attend to black patients who were required by the new laws to have access to the hospital, and that the white staff didn't want it. Mm. So there's a lot of tensions that we were. But I remember so clearly the listening to, on the radio in particular, the speeches that Martin Luther King Jr. would give. Mm. And they still resonate. And I remember real clearly the day he was assassinated. Riots broke out in Winston-Salem, like they did in a lot of places. Mm. The town shut down. I remember trying to drive home. We couldn't get through. There were areas where fires were burning, and it was a powerful moment. And I had some very direct experiences in school, where most of the teachers who openly talked about the events, and all of my colleagues. I was in a very large junior high school. There were no African. I mean, it was a totally segregated situation at that point. Mm. And so the apartments that we lived in, my public school, would have had absolutely, little or no variety of color within it. And when people talked about the school was canceled for 3 or 4 days, and when we came back, the first classes we had, people, the teachers wouldn't say, "Well, what do people think?" And I was sort of stunned to hear the range of responses that came from my fellow students.
Yeah.
And I can remember, it's not a very pleasant story to tell, actually, but I remember standing up and saying that I thought Martin Luther King Jr. was a great man, that what he was proposing was going to be needed and monumental for our country, making it clear. I didn't think that he was a communist, and I didn't think that he was a... And I remember being called down by several of my colleagues openly, and said, one of them right beside me shouted real loud, "What are you, a nigger lover?" Mm. And I remember the teacher turning and looking at me and asking me to answer that question. That's an inappropriate, that's the wrong use, we don't use that language. I said, it was okay. For me, it was formative.
Yeah.
Because I look back at points in my life, what was I, 13 or 12 or something. And I began over those next years to develop more of an interest in this. It was pushed initially by trying to figure it out theologically. What's this faith thing mean? And that pushed real hard on the side that it has to be something beyond belief. It has to be practice in some form. Mm. Stopping my college education halfway through to go on a 3-year voluntary service assignment to Belgium, where I worked very extensively with was a house full of people, international students, mostly from Africa and Latin America. Very, very formative kind of things. And then at that point, actually making the decision that I would look for a peace studies degree if I could find it.
Uh-huh.
This would have been 75, 76, 77. And there weren't very many at the point, but I ended up coming back to a Mennonite college that had just started a major, Bethel College in central Kansas. And began in 76 and 77 as part of that, doing my first reading in the field. Jim Lowey and Kenneth Boulding and Paul Ware and Johann Galtung.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading a lot of that stuff while I was still in Europe on my voluntary service assignment, but it's kind of an extension learning thing that I connected back to the program. And
yeah.
So I majored in peace studies and history as an undergraduate.